This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim, welcome everyone. We have an amazing topic today, Parshas Todos. Bruchim Abayim to the Kollel Agra de Pirka, Monday afternoon, National Shir. Welcome everyone. Parshas Todos. Please take advantage of the opportunity to get yourself a free copy of the Sefer Tzipisa LeYeshua from marbitzetorah1@gmail.com, marbitzetorah1@gmail.com. All you need to do is commit to learn it, and they will happily send you a free copy. Coming soon, Berchas HaTzadik, the Ben La'ashri, will be available very soon. There are a few, also, Reb Meir Balhanes in Spanish, available very soon. I'm sure you're very excited about that. Okay, today we have an amazing topic. We're going to talk about someone in your family. It's going to get really personal today. And that is, we're going to talk about Esav. Even though, since the time we're young, we all think of Esav as a red, hairy murderer, and we don't have too high of an opinion of Esav. Nevertheless, Esav obviously was on an extremely high level, because Avraham Avinu died 5 years early, so he should not see Esav go Latarbas Ra. Which means that until that point of time, Esav must have been on a very high level. Think about it. Because even after Esav went off the derech, even after he sinned, Yitzchak didn't realize. So obviously his sin was not overt, and when it was not obvious, Yitzchak didn't realize. But it was still microscopic enough that Avraham Avinu had to pass away 5 years early. So in other words, obviously Esav's sins cannot be taken at face value. Because if Avram, in other words, originally Esav must have been on an extremely high level, because Avraham Avinu was still around, and Hashem took Avraham Avinu 5 years early so as not to see Esav veering off the straight and narrow. And even afterwards, it wasn't that terrible, because Yitzchak never realized. So in that context, in light of what we've just learned, let's try to examine that which the Gemara tells us, what Esav did on Oisai Hayom, on that very day. The pasuk says in Todos, Perek Chavav, Psukim Chavzayin to Chavches, Vayozed Yaakov Nozed. And Yaakov stirred a porridge. Vayozed Yaakov Nozed. And Yaakov stirred a porridge. Vayavoy Esav min Hasada. And Esav came from the field. Vahu Oyev. And he was tired. Vayozed Yaakov Nozed. Vayavoy Esav min Hasada. Vahu Oyev. On that very day, Yaakov was stirring a soup. Chazal tell us that on that day, Avraham Avinu died, and Yaakov was cooking for him the sudas havra, the suda that you give to an avel. We know that Yaakov was particularly close with Avraham Avinu. Rabbeinu Ephraim says that in Parshas Vayetze, Hashem tells Yaakov Avinu, Eloike Avi Avraham veloike Yitzchak, that Hashem refers to Avraham as the father of Yaakov, and Hashem does not refer to Yitzchak as the father of Yaakov. And Rabbeinu Ephraim says that's because Avraham Avinu loved Yaakov dearly, and Avraham Avinu called Yaakov Bini, Bini. So Yaakov was mourning the loss of his grandfather, who Yaakov was very close to. The Chidah says that for 15 years, Yaakov Avinu learned together with Avraham. The 15 most important years in world history where Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov learned together. Vayozed Yaakov Nozed, Vayavoy Esav min Asadeh, Vehu Oyev. So the pasuk says, Vayomer Esav El Yaakov, Haliteni Na Min Ha'adoim Ha'adoim Hazeh, pour for me, like you pour out for a camel, Rashi says, from this red porridge. Ki Oyev Anoichi, because I am very famished, worn out, tired. Al Kain Kara Shemoi Edom. Therefore, they called his name Edom. Here you have it. The Torah identifies a new human condition. There's a new phenomenon being described over here. That's the phenomenon of being oyef, worn out, tired. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, and Daf Tezayin and Beis Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chamesh Averois Avar Oysai Rasha Ba'Oysai Ayayim. Five sins that wicked person committed on that day. Ba'al Nara Murasa. He lived with a woman who was engaged, who had Kiddushin. Well, that seems like a pretty serious crime. He lived with a woman who was married. The Haragas Hanafesh. He was a murderer. That seems like a serious crime. The Kafar Baker. He denied the existence of God. The Kafar Batchias Hamesim. He denied the resurrection. The Shat Es Habachaira. And he despised the birthright. So the Gemara darshins. Ba'al Nara Murasa, Ksiv HaChavayava Esav Min Asada. It says here, Esav came from the field. Ksiv HaSam, it says over there, Ki Basada Mitzah. It says by Nara Murasa, he found her in the field. Harages Hanafesh, he killed the soul. Ksiv HaCha Ayev. Here it says, tired. Ksiv HaSam, Oynali Ki Ayefa Nafshi Lahargim. Woe to me that my soul is tired for murdering. So that shows he killed. Kafar be'ikar ksiv hacha. Lama ze li. Why do I need ze? And who's ze? Ze is God. Uksiv hasam ze keli v'yamveyu. The kafar be'tchias amesim. He denied the resurrection. The ksiv. Hine anarchi hoylech lamos. V'shates habachayra. The ksiv. V'yivez Esav es habachayra. And Esav despised the birthright. Now, it's very interesting that the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel also says that Esav committed five sins on that day. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says, Uvahu yom on that day demisa Avraham, that Avraham died. So now the Targum Yonasan, the Gemara doesn't say Avraham died on that day. But the Targum reveals, Rashi tells us, that Avraham died on that day. Bashel Yaakov tavshile detloivche. Yaakov was cooking a pot of beans. Va'aza lenachma la'ava, he went to console his father. By the way, the Chasam Sofer points out the Hashgacha, that Yaakov Avinu, at that very moment, was cooking the Sudas Havra. Because Chasam Sofer says, Yaakov Avinu needed to purchase the birthright. And the only way he could purchase the birthright is to exchange it with something that he owned. Yaakov Avinu needed to take something that he owned and give it to Esav for the birthright. The only thing is, Yaakov is samach al shulchan aviv. Yaakov is still living at home. If he's living at home, so he owns nothing. What does Yaakov Avinu own? His father owns all of his possessions. So how is he going to buy the birthright? Says the Chasam Sofer, there's a halacha that Sudas Havra has to come from someone else's food. It can't be your own food. So then how is Yaakov cooking food for Yitzchak? Must be Yitzchak was makne to Yaakov the food of the Sudas Havra so that Yaakov Avinu could be mekayim Sudas Havra with that food. Wow, look at the hashkacha of that. At that very moment, for the first time in the life of Yaakov Avinu, he finally owns something. And with that ownership, Yaakov Avinu was able to use it to purchase the birthright. Well, the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says, Chamesh Avaryon Avar Bahu Yoima. Five sins Yaakov violated on that day. Plach Pulchano Nechra, he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Shvach Adma Zachya, he spilled innocent blood. Al Alulemta Ma'arsa, he lived with an Arham Murasa. Kafar B'chaye Alma, he denied the eternal life. The Alma Da'ase, Uvazo Yas B'cherusa, and he disgraced the firstbornship. And the question, friends, is that a moment before, Esav was on a very high level. He was on such a high level that Avraham Avinu didn't have to die. Avraham Avinu only died so he shouldn't see Esav going Latarbasra. That means before that, Esav was a complete tzaddik. Because even after these sins, as we're going to see, he couldn't have been so terrible because Yitzchak never realized. So what made him veer off? What was the turning point in the life of Esav that he was able to commit these five sins? And the Torah uses a new description. It describes a new phenomenon. The Torah says, Ki oyef anoichi. The Torah says, Esav said he's worn out. He's tired. Reb Simcha Zisel Broida, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron in a Sefer Sam Derech, he says, a new concept, a musag chadash, the Torah has uncovered to describe the station, the situation of the soul of the sinner, and that is ayefus. Well, first, our first order of business is to understand these sins that Esav violated on that day. Even though at first glance it seems he violated fundamental sins, nevertheless, upon further analysis, we're going to see that none of these averos were outright averos. Tosfos in Baba Basra says, he lived with a Nara HaMurasa. This is before the Torah is given. There is no such thing as a Nara HaMurasa. There is no concept of a Nara HaMurasa. B'nai Noach are not commanded on Nara HaMurasa. B'nai Noach are commanded on Be'ulas Baal, on a woman who had relations with somebody, not on a Nara HaMurasa. There's no concept Nara HaMurasa. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Be'ulas Baal yesh lohen, nechneses l'chuppah v'loy nivala ein lohen. They have Be'ulas Baal. They don't have nechneses l'chuppah. There's no concept of a woman who has erusin. So what's wrong with what Esav did? He lived with the Nara HaMurasa. There is no concept of Nara HaMurasa. Says Tosfos that he quotes the Ri that even though Esav was not commanded on Bu'ul on Nara HaMurasa, still it's Mechuar Hadavar. It's not nice. The woman had a Vart. They made a Lechayim. You know, they have a formal agreement. It's true. It's not Arayos. It's not a halacha. It's not nice what Esav did. Says Tosfos, the raya is, it says, Vesharas HaBechayra. He despised the firstborn. Who cares? There's no mitzvah to love the firstborn. It's one of the Sheva mitzvahs, B'nai Noach. Even if you're going to say, like the Ramban, that Esav was Jewish, there's no mitzvah in the Torah to love the firstborn. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus, before the Torah was given, a person would meet a woman in the Shuk. If he wanted and she wanted to get married, he would bring her home, he would have relations, and they would be married. Once the Torah was given, the Torah required that the man acquire the woman before Edim, and then they should be a wife. Like it says, Ki yikach ish isha uba eleha. You know, let's talk about another sin. So you say, what do you mean? Esav didn't really sin. It says he killed someone. He was harages hanefesh. There's no greater sin than murder. Not so fast. It should not be understood at face value. Who did he kill? Who did Esav kill? The Yalkut Shemoni says that Yaakov Avinu, he was yoshev oyhalim. He was oysek b'tayra kol yamav. And Esav walked in the ways of death. He killed someone. You know who he killed? He killed Nimrod and Chivar, his son. Oh, he killed Nimrod? So it's not what we always thought. We always looked at it, Esav's a murderer. But who did Esav kill? Esav killed Nimrod. Nimrod is tried to kill Avraham Avinu. Isn't it amazing that, you know, Avraham Avinu did not leave this world until until Nimrod was knocked off. By the way, the Yalkut Shemaini says, when Esav said, Hinei Anoichi Hoylech Lamos, that Nimrod wanted to kill him because of the garment that Esav had from Adam HaRishon. Because whenever Esav would wear the garment and go out into the field, All the chayos and oifos would gather to him. It was a special hunting outfit where it drew, it attracted all the wild animals. And Nimrod wanted it, and Esav knew Nimrod wanted to kill him for it. In fact, the Das HaKin Mibalei HaTosfos says that that day he killed Nimrod. They fought. Because when Esav started hunting, Nimrod found him. Nimrod was a big hunter. Nimrod said, I'm the only one who's allowed to hunt. And Esav took advice from Yaakov, and Yaakov told him, you know, so long as Nimrod is wearing his Bgad of Achamudos, you can't overcome him. Tell him to take off his Bgad of Achamudos, and then you'll be able to prevail. So it says, Ki oyef anoichi, he killed Nimrod. So none of these averas are like they seem. Ba'al nara murasa, big deal. That's only a problem al derech musar. That would be like, you know, if a boy and a girl went out, and the girl already committed to go out with somebody else first, and the boy didn't honor that. This is before the Torah is given. Erusin has no standing. He killed someone. He killed a roidev. He killed a rasha. He did a mitzvah by killing Nimrod. I remember hearing from Harav Avigdor Miller, Zechel Tzadik Livracha, the same way the sin of Nara Hamurasa is not what meets the eye, and the same as the sin of Harages HaNafesh is not what meets the eye, the other sins are not what meets the eye either. The fact that he is Kafar Be'ikr, the fact that all these other averos are not what meets the eye. The Reb Simcha Zisel Broida in the Sefer Samdarach says when you analyze the five averos that Esav violated, these were not outright chataim, as would seem at first glance. They were a blown up, exaggerated version of these infractions of Esav. Reb Simcha Zisel says, like we mentioned, the fact that he was harag Adam, that way, who did he kill? He killed Nimrod. In fact, Nimrod tried to kill him. The fact that he was Baal Nar Marasa, it wasn't a chid at all, because Bnei Noach are only commanded on Bu'ul As Baal, not on Nar HaMurasa. So therefore, just like the Ritzicha is not what meets the eye, and the Baal Nar Marasa, that reflects on all the chataim that the Gemara records. They were only on the great level that Esav was on. He was accountable for what he did. If it says he served Avodah Zarah, it must have been Avak Avodah Zarah. You know, like maybe he got angry or something. Kal Hakoy is Kilu Oyved Avodah Zarah. But friends, where did all of this sin, where was it rooted in? What was it rooted in? It was rooted in Oyef, that he was tired. Now, by the way, Rav Isaac Sher, who has a very controversial understanding of the Avos and Esav in his Sefer Leket Sichos Musar, he takes this even further. He also quotes Tosfos that at that time there was no concept of Erusin. And even this woman who is a Nara HaMurasa, why do you think this woman left her husband? She probably left him in order to be Esav's Pilagesh, to connect and attach herself to the house of Avraham, like Timnah did. Remember Timnah? Timnah wanted to be a Pilagesh to the house of the Avos. She was a Bas Malachim, and she wanted to be a Pilagesh to Esav's son. She said, better to be a Shivcha to this royal nation and not to be a regular, and not to be a great princess to another nation. Also, when Chazal say that Esav would trap women from under the hands of their husbands, you know what that means? It means Esav gave Kiruv seminars. Esav would go around giving Arachim, discovery, seminars in order to be Makarev people. And a lot of the women heard it, and they were they returned to Emunah Bashem, and they left their husbands. Now, back in the day, if a woman would walk away from her husband, that was tantamount to gerushin. So Esav, they would put up signs everywhere, Tzadik Balair, come to the shul for a big drasha. Esav Kitzayid Bepiv, he was a very clever orator, and he was able to persuade women to leave their idolatrous husbands, and they agreed to be his Pilegesh. And in Esav's mind, he was being like Shlomo HaMelech, where he was being machnas people, tachas kanfei hashchina, like Avram Avinu. That's what Rabbi Isaac Sher says. That, you know, even though we read the psukim black and white, but the sins that are mentioned of these individuals in the Chumash are microscopic sins. And don't say, no, this is exaggerated, this is not the authentic traditional viewpoint. No. By the way, says Rabbi Isaac Sher, the reason Esav acted this way is that he didn't realize that latent and buried in the recesses of his heart was taiva, was passion, was a murderous instinct, was an idolatrous instinct. And this was because his entire nature was Esav, Asoy. He felt he was already accomplished. He felt he was already finished. He felt he didn't have more to achieve in life. And he doesn't have to work on his midos. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu was sitting and learning for 14 years in the Yeshiva Shema Ever, because Yaakov Avinu felt, you know, he still had what to work on and to accomplish and to achieve. But Esav thought he was Asoy. Now we understand how Yitzchak Avinu, with his purity of vision, who could see from one end of the world to the next, and he could look at you and know your thoughts. He was a Navi Elohim, and yet he looked at Esav, and he didn't see any deviation, he didn't see any infraction, he didn't see any deficiency in his spirituality. It must be that whatever seeds of wrongdoing were in Esav were buried so deeply in the recesses of his heart that even Yitzchak couldn't detect it. Which means that if Avram Avinu had to die 5 years early so as not to see Esav veer off, whatever veering off happened must have been microscopic, because even Yitzchak couldn't detect it. So originally, it was very... So in other words, in the times of Yitzchak, it was buried deep in his heart. But in the times of Avraham, it wasn't even in his heart, because Avraham was alive while Esav was young. Anyway, so we see that the sins and the deviation of Esav is not what we're generally, not the way we generally approach it. It was all what we call dake dakos. The fact he killed someone, it was nimrod. Baal nar marasa, that wasn't an avera. And in that context, we should view all the other sins. But says Reb Simcha Zisal, a very important idea. And that is, but the Torah identifies it as murder, as idolatry, as adultery. And it's all rooted in a new condition that we have not encountered yet in the psukim, and that condition is ayefus, being worn out. The being worn out was the simen for this deviation of Esav. And that's why Esav went off. And that's what caused this change in him, this where he began to plummet. Until that day, he was on the level appropriate for a descendant of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. It was only on that day that Avram passed away, so that not to see him veer off, that any deviation was recognizable. So it's interesting. It says of Simcha Zisal, from here we learn a great principle. The beginning of the downfall is when a person feels worn out, spiritually worn out, where people say, yeah, I'm burnt out. When Esau felt spent, empty, exhausted, spiritually exhausted, that's when his taiva began to flare. That's when his kfira began to sprout forth. Because when somebody feels weak, worn, in a spiritual sense, it is the ruination of his clarity of mind. It's the ruination of his expansiveness of spirit. And it makes him susceptible for every base desire. However, on the other hand, the Navi Yeshaya says, V'koye Hashem, yachalifu koyach, those who hope to Hashem, those who put their faith in Hashem, are energized with strength. Yalu Aver Kanasharim, they bring up wings like eagles. Yarutsu, they run, v'lo yigo, they're not tired. Yelchu, they walk, v'lo yafu, they don't weary. The state of the soul, in its vibrancy, in its vitality, in its energy, will be effervescent and always rejuvenated when one puts their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are, so to speak, two extremes. We have what is called the Koyei Hashem, those who put their faith in Hashem and are always invigorated, always infused with energy and strength and excitement and enthusiasm and motivation. On the other hand, that's how Yaakov lived in this world. Esav was oyef. When Esav became weary and worn out, that's when he became susceptible to the biggest sins. On the other hand, if you remember Yaakov Avinu, when he runs away from Esav, and he basically runs across the country and he comes to Charan, and it says he comes there, behold, there's a well in the field, and there are three flocks of sheep crouching on it. Says Ramban, what do we need this for? What this whole little story over here? Yaakov coming to the well and he flicks off the stone like a battle cap. The Ramban says, Yaroich Hakosov Besipur Hazeh. The Pasuk speaks at length about this story. Lahoidianu, to let us know. Ki koye Hashem yachalifu koyach. Those who hope to Hashem are energized with strength. The Yerasai Titeinois, and their fear of God gives them energy. As opposed to Esav, after coming back from a long day, he was spent, he was exhausted, he was tired. Yaakov Avinu was energized with koyach, and his fear of Hashem gave him strength. Yaakov came from the derech, v'hu oyef, and nevertheless, v'yogel levado yoev, and he single-handedly uncovered the stone that all the shepherds needed. And the three shepherds of sheep that had many shepherds, they all guarded it, they all crouched on it, they couldn't move it at all. So we see from here two extremes: the secret of the greatness of Yaakov Avinu and the secret of the plummeting of Esav. Esav is what we call the epitome of Oyef, Oyef. He just worn out, and he couldn't overcome anger, desire, impure thoughts. And Yaakov Avinu, he puts his faith in Hashem, and he's energized. Friends, when Amalek attacks, what does the pasuk say? Asher karecha baderech vayizaneh b'cha kahanecha sholim acharecha v'yata oyef yageya. Asher karcha baderech. They chanced upon you on the road. Vayizaniv b'cha kahanecha shalom acharecha. And they cut off those who were trailing behind you. Reb Simcha Zisel says, the very first war in history, the very first milchama that Klal Yisrael as a nation faced, the Torah says, came because we were oyef. Vayavoy Amalek, vayilachim miso berfidim. The Mechilta says, ein refidim ela rifyoin yadayim. We weakened, we slackened, we slackened. It doesn't say we were accountable. It doesn't say Amalek came because we didn't learn. We did learn, but we slackened. Tiredness, laziness. It made it that our effort and our toil was not sharp. We didn't learn with all of our energy. We weren't Amel Batoira with this enthusiasm, with a freshness, with a vitality. That is the source of the punishment. Vayavai Amalek, Vayilachim Sa'im Berafidim. Klal Yisrael were accountable. They were learning, they were going to shir, but it was lacking in the energy. You know, when the Torah says, Zachar is Asha Asalcha Amalek, it says, Asher Karcha Baderech, Va'ata Oyef V'yogeya. The state of being Oyef V'yogeya, called Klal Yisrael, this Yerida, Rashi says, Lo Yirei Elohim is going on Amalek. But the Arachayim HaKadosh says, no, Lo Yirei Elohim is going on Klal Yisrael. And why were Klal Yisrael Oyef V'yogeya? Well, the Pasuk says, V'ata Oyef V'yogeya. V'lo Yirei Elohim. The reason we weren't fearing God is because we were worn out. So we see the destructive quality of being burnt out, of being worn out. Sometimes, I've been going to so many shiurim and I've been doing so many mitzvahs. I don't have the enthusiasm right now. I'm a little worn out of it. Okay, look, there's a concept that people need to rest. Of course, everybody needs to rest. We're basar v'dam. We need to rest. We need to sleep. But there's a condition of being burnt out. And that condition is a dangerous condition. That's what caused Klal Yisrael not to be Yirei Elohim. That's what caused Esav to veer off the straight and the narrow and to do these five averos. Yaakov Avinu, on the other hand, he is always energized. He's always enthused. V'lo Yirei Elohim. From here we learn a great principle, says Reb Simcha Zisel, only with energy, with vibrancy, with vitality, can we serve Hashem properly. We have to be lahot ba'ahavas Hashem. We have to be with burning enthusiasm, always motivated and inspired and energized to serve Hashem without leaving room for what we call ayefus, to slow us down. Now, this condition is really frighteningly described in the pasuk in Va'aschanan, and it says you'll have children and grandchildren. V'noishantem ba'aretz, you'll grow old in the land, and then you will become corrupt and serve idols. What does it mean? V'noishantem. Targum says v'sasaskon, you'll become ancient, you'll become old. What does that mean? You'll become old spiritually. A Jew is always, the pasuk says in Hoshea, Kinar Yisrael v'oyaveyu, I love Klal Yisrael because they're always on the level of a young boy, of a young person, enthusiastic to do mitzvahs. But when things become old, that's when the danger comes. Because Chazal say that v'noishantem is a gematria of 852. Had we been in Eretz Yisrael 852 years, then Hashem would have had to fulfill v'hishcha v'avadata mehira. So therefore Hashem exiled us 2 years earlier, after 850 years, so that he would not have to fulfill ki avoid toiveidun maher, ki hi shamei tishameidun. So we see that the greatest danger for the Jewish people, the greatest danger for any individual Jew, for any human being, is what happened to Esav. Vayavoy Esav min hasadeh v'hu ayef, hu ayef, that brought him to veer off the straight and the narrow from an extremely high level. When Klal Yisrael came l'rafidim v'yavay Amalek, because we were oyef v'yageya, we were lo yarei elekim. On the other hand, we learned from Yaakov Avinu, after a long journey, he's energized. V'koye Hashem yachalifu koyach, and he was able to flick off the stone from the well like you flick off a bottle cap. So these five sins, which, again, we spend time studying, that they're not exactly what meets the eye. They're on a level relative to Esav's high level. He was held accountable for minor infraction, but nevertheless, the root of all of these infractions were Vayavai Esav min Asadeh v'hu Ayef. But we try to learn from Yaakov Avinu, V'koye Hashem Yachalifu Koyach. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.